If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, and Newtown Radio, newtownradio.com, and we're on iTunes, and we have our website, highsocietyradio.co, and there's a Twitter account, Johnny.
That sounds fun.
At HS Radio Show. And there's a Patreon account, patreon.com/highsocietyradio. Chris, are there any new Patreon patrons in the past week?
There's two.
That's what they get. Who are they? Because I need to know these good people, these wonderful human beings, these amazing individuals. I need to know what their names are so we can shout them out, as they say.
Ken Abunga.
Oh, Ken nice. Abunga. Just list initials. I don't know if people want to get their last names thrown out there.
Well, it's right there on the Patreon page. Oh. And it's public.
Patreon.com/HighSocietyRadio.
Ken also helped us with all that, all the work that we did on the website recently.
Ken's the man. That's
He's
straight
the
up.
Dude, very helpful.
He's the dude.
To this show. He is the man. And somebody just known as Dipset.
All right. That drop's never been more appropriate.
Yes. Of course.
I can't believe Dipset's a fan of ours.
I know.
Do you think it's all Dipset? Or maybe it's just Cameron or Joel Santana? Or maybe it's just like an assistant to Cameron?
Could be Jim Jones.
Could be. Could be just because we were talking about those Cameron Ebola masks. Maybe we sold some Ebola masks to decide to help us out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shout out to Jim Jones. He's beefing with Dame Dash. It's pretty fun to watch.
Is he?
Over $5,000.
Well, five G's, Johnny.
But you got Jim talking about, oh, I make $5 million a year or some shit.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
But he's saying it. Now he's out in the streets talking about, oh, man owes me $5,000. He put you on. I don't even like Dame Dash.
I mean, Johnny, you owe me $30. I'm pretty pissed off at you.
It goes both ways.
How do you think someone makes $5 million a year? It's not by letting people just dip on them for 5 G's.
I think he's like a fashion coordinator.
You gotta kill those people.
I don't know what he does. He's claiming five. I'm not going to call a man a liar. You know, I hang out in Harlem, so I'm not calling nobody a liar.
That's true.
I just say he might be fabricating shit.
Did you hear his new single?
I did not.
Jim Jones has a new single out?
Yeah.
What is it?
Why are you laughing?
When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit him with the bruh button.
Is this how I'm making $5 million?
Hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with
the bruh button. It's a million
downloads. When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button. Hit him with the bruh button.
That's Jim Jones' new banger.
I agree. Yeah, we fucking ran into this shit today hard, son.
I heard a lot of people from the last episode really liked the bruh button.
Did they?
I got a lot of positive feedback.
Oh, my God.
You're the same?
Yeah, no, I actually did get some positive feedback on our segment on the Bruh Button.
Oh, it works.
Bruh Button's probably the best app ever. But to hear all about that, listen to last week's episode, which is available on iTunes and or newtownradio.com, or more like radio.com. We're just trying to go as many places as possible.
Word up, Chris Stanley.
Because, look, we're in direct competition with Cock Talk on newtownradio.com.
Well, I don't know if we're in direct competition.
Direct competition.
I'd say if anything, we're like fucking, what you call it, like the Power
There's
Rangers.
There's only one
we
show
combine.
That talks about cock on that network, and it's this one.
I hope not. Don't throw that out there. Speaking of, we got a birthday boy today.
Oh, whose birthday is it?
Shout out to Charlie G.
I thought we weren't going to talk about him anymore because he took away his Patreon money.
Well, that's fine. You know, some people just can't take a joke, and that's fine.
Also, He wants me to tell you to stop calling him gay on this program.
I never did. I don't know what that's about. I was going to say he's a cocksmith. Ladies love him. Men fucking fear him. He's that dude.
I don't know if that's true.
Charlie G.
I did get an email from Charles G.
I got texts from Charles G. Because he's a son of a bitch.
direct texts. So maybe you should stop calling him gay on the program.
I didn't
John.
Fucking call him gay. I have to hear. I'm going to listen to the show. The last one we did. I'm going to see where I called him gay. Because he's texting me. I'm like, what happened?
Sounds Mind like Charlie you. G is homophobic.
I mean, he's listening to the right show.
I love gay people.
Charlie mean, right G's all right, man. Charlie G, happy birthday, Charlie G. But
hold on. Right before we turn the mics on, Johnny was trying to explain how if you go visit a friend in another city who's a man, you're gay.
No. I said it could be perceived as gay. It's 50-50
on
that.
So Johnny has a friend in Chicago, and he was like, I'm going to go visit him, but I think he broke up with his girlfriend. So if that's happened, I'm definitely not going to go see him.
I can't do that.
People will think I'm gay.
Yeah, you can't go like to
if
another
you
state.
Go visit a friend of yours.
In another state.
Well, okay.
Who's single.
So when you go upstate to see your friend Joe, who doesn't have a girlfriend.
No,
that's
Joe
not
has a girl. Joe's always had a girl as long as I've been upstate. He's never been
so
single.
So he says.
I've met the chick.
But if
well,
he didn't
chicks.
Have a girl, but if he didn't have a girl since it's the same state, it wouldn't be gay. Or perceived as gay because you're not leaving the state, even though New Jersey is closer than where you're going.
As long as I got a chick, it ain't gay. I can't go down
the
block.
All right, what if I went from right where we're standing to Jersey City, which is a half an hour away,
yeah,
to see a friend? That would be gay.
No, you're
in distance. What if I passed out on the couch?
Oh, whatever happens, that's on you, Chief.
So how far away do you have to travel for it to be gay?
Anything past one state. After one state, you kind of push it.
So, like,
Mason-Dixon line,
like,
I guess.
You can go to Connecticut, and it's not gay, but if you go to Rhode Island, gay.
Yeah, I'd say that. So, Rhode Island, definitely gay. So, no matter what you go out to Rhode Island for, gay, whatever.
What if it's another country? Like, what if you have a friend who's living
Hell
in...
Hell yeah, you're probably going, like, on a sex tour for kids or some shit.
What?
Unless if they're single. It's like you guys are going, like, sex tourism trips for kids or some shit.
What if you just don't want to pay for a hotel but would like a nice vacation? That's not a thing.
I don't think so.
Now, okay.
Gotta have a chick.
So I went to see my female friend.
Okay.
Of decades in L.A.
That's fine.
But I'm not fucking her, so what
Never
does that mean?
That means you would go see your homegirl. Nothing wrong with that.
But
you're a gentleman.
I got a friend who lives in the same city who's a man. If I slept on his couch even one night, gay.
You're looking for that dick, son. Just say it.
See, you're just talking crazy. Right
so, but maybe she's looking for some dick and is like, you can't stay here for a week. And I have to stay at a friend at a male friend's house for one night.
Well, you wouldn't bang her because she's
because
your friend. You
a,
feel
a,
awkward
I have a
about
girlfriend
it?
B because we've been friends for over a decade, even if I was single.
Fair. That's
what
fair.
If you and a bunch of your boys go down to Florida for spring break?
That never
that
happens.
Gay?
I'm mad.
Together.
That would
together.
Never happen.
No, I'm saying if you were a younger man
okay.
and you went down for spring break to, say, let's say Fort Lauderdale with you and like five or six of your boys,
okay.
would that be considered gay?
You have to bang a chick while you're there.
So if you just came up empty and didn't bang while you were down
somebody got to bang a chick.
One person.
So
yeah,
one person in the crew has to get laid.
Yeah.
To not now, if you go down there, no one gets laid, and it's just it's gay.
What was
you
the point of the trip, though? Like, be real. What was the point of the trip? You and five dudes.
Gay spring break.
Going to another fucking state. Exactly.
To just
relax break.
On the beach, perhaps?
Do that shit in Orchard Beach or some shit, dude.
Not in the winter.
Well, find some other spot. That's mad money right there. You go to Myrtle Beach, you'd be all right by then, right?
That's true. There's good golfing in Myrtle Beach.
There you go.
And we're big in golfing.
Shout out to the
circles.
Merman. It's my shit.
Eastbound? Is that what you're talking about? Eastbound?
There you
go. Down?
That's my shit.
I'm going to suck my dream's dick.
See, I was going to go to New Orleans to visit a friend of mine who's a dude. But he's got a girl, so it's not gay.
No, it's not gay.
Okay. What if I have a girl and she's here and I just went to visit a straight male friend elsewhere?
You're fine. As long as you vouched for it, you're good.
So you should be spending a lot of cash to go visit this other dude friend.
Exactly.
You have some weird rules you live your life
by. Hey, I'm
right. But you're saving cash on a vacation and you don't have to organize other people to go. Like, if I wanted to go on vacation, like, let's say me and Stanley wanted to go on vacation,
oh
right?
Oh, God, I would love to go on vacation.
Let's say the three of us went on a group vacation.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't it be easier if we stayed with a friend who had a house?
And that's fine.
Vacation
but
could be the only group activity we're fucking going to be
participating in. We're going to be fucking. Like, we are going to do
that. Don't say that. Now you killed the Burning Man dream. I definitely don't want to do it.
You didn't want to go to Burning Man in the first place.
I did not, because it was weird as it was. That's just a weird fucking time.
I believe off air you said, I can't be around that many weird white people for that long without killing
that.
A nigga. That's what you said.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly
I never said that. I never said. Don't say shit like that.
Chris and I are pretty weird white people.
You guys are fine. I know a lot of strange people. You guys are all right.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, think about
that. Is that compliment gay? Is that
no,
gay?
No, you're not gay. You're not gay. I know you're not gay. Can't be gay. They make money together.
Old homophobia Johnny.
No.
you can't be gay. I mean, how would that be? How could I even hang out with a gay person?
I fucking said that. I never said that. Whoa.
That's how it's coming off.
I got gay
Johnny.
Friends. Happy birthday, Charlie G. I got gay friends.
To quote Homer Simpson, you know, I like my TV loud, my beer cold, and my homosexuals filet-ing. Is that you, John? You just need to know, like, you're just very scared of somebody turning out to be gay.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, let's see. I got to have one gay friend. I got to think that through, though. I got a couple gay friends.
This Charlie G kid's gay?
No, Charlie G. No. Charlie G's not gay at all.
Never met the man. I don't know. Apparently, you went to visit him out of state.
Yeah, I know, right?
Something went down.
That Greyhound ride was fucking long. No, but Charlie G's not gay. Ladies, man. Everybody knows it. Follow Charlie G.
Thanks for killing the bit, John.
Charlie G, fucking ladies, man. Nah, I don't want no fucking texts. You guys ain't getting a text.
Not getting a text from a man.
I don't text with any of the Patreon patrons. I don't know.
That's what the fuck I'm saying, but I'm the one that gets that shit, right? I also get Facebooked every once in a while if something don't go right, which is always fun. Thanks, Chris. That's always fun.
Well, I mean, people should Facebook you on Sundays to ask how your Sunday's going.
Don't bring up Sunday to Johnny. He's a Bears fan.
Do not do that.
Last Sunday, I was texting with you during the Bears.
Would you call that a game?
What happens if someone?
That wasn't even a fucking scrimmage.
If Jay Cutler just doesn't care anymore from like the first snap.
Be real. They're games that it looks like he's just happy. He's banging a model. He's making millions for what? Just to be on the field. He does commercials. Why? He don't win shit.
What's he gonna do commercials for?
He does the NFL Network for the Bears and
Bears. That doesn't really.
That's a commercial.
I think it is a commercial. It's like, but Brian Urlacher does like DirecTV. But
Brian's no longer Bear, though. He did call him on his shit. He's like, he's only elite in pay. I was like, word up, Brian. You ain't lying, son.
He's retired, right, Urlacher?
He's on Fox Sports.
All right.
He can come back whenever he wants. Same thing with Randy Moss.
I bet it's a lot better to be in that booth and getting your brain destroyed on a weekly basis.
I guess.
the money's probably a lot worse, right?
Fuck Jay Cutler. I wouldn't want to be in a locker room with Jay Cutler. He ain't shit. I'd rather work at Fox Sports. There you go.
Jay Cutler is a bad quarterback.
He ran Lovie Smith out of town, son.
Do you remember in the preseason, everyone was talking about how the Bears are going to be the amazing offense?
Oh, yeah, it was like Rams 2.0. When we got a good offense, it's just a fucking quarterback. You give me Kyle Orton, who's in Buffalo right now, we'd be fine.
Did Kyle Orton get injured?
I don't think so. I think he played on Sunday. Sammy Watkins didn't do shit, but hey, fantasy sports, got to love it, right?
Listen, for all my fantasy sports news, I just listen to Lisa Ann on Fantasy Sports Radio, nice. SiriusXM.
Shout out to Lisa Ann.
I guess. Do you think she listens?
You never know, son. You never know.
Chris does not think she listens. Chris is correct. I wonder if she would have told people to start Jay Cutler. I'm guessing no.
Did you start Jay Cutler?
I don't play fantasy. I stopped playing fantasy for the last 2 years.
Well, I'm proud of you, son.
I even stopped gambling on games. I haven't gambled since week two.
Oh, wow. You've lost a lot of weight, too, by the way. Is that what it is? No stress? You're not eating anymore, nothing hard. Good for you, Stanley. What are you giving me that look for? What are you getting angry for?
How much you bet on games every week?
I bet one game a week, $50.
Come on, man.
What?
You gotta get some real action.
Real fucking. Are you betting on any games? No. $50 is a lot of money.
Well,
dude,
he has a problem. You don't have a problem, right, John?
I don't think I do.
Well, there you go. Maybe you need some real action.
I'm like,
if you don't have a gambling problem, the fuck are you doing?
I'm like four. What am I?
You need to up that to at least $400.
I'm 500 this year on the bets. I'm 5-5
Ooh.
This year.
Ooh,
it's not bad, son.
You need to up this to at least $500 a game.
Nah, I don't. Even if I had that kind of cash, I don't believe.
Do $5 parlays of every game of the week.
What's that? The pro sports shit you can bet on fantasy.
FanDuel.com.
Yeah, that shit sounds
Kings.
Like. Yeah, I do one of those. That sounds like a good little nugget.
According to commercials, just average Joes can just win tens of thousands of dollars.
Millions in one case.
Just go to Haiti and bet on the bootleg New York lottery.
What is this? What?
You know, all right, so in Haiti, apparently, they don't have a lotto, so they just use the numbers that come out in other cities.
They don't have a lot of things in Haiti. Yeah,
everyone in Haiti's already lost the life lotto.
Word up.
Well, that's why they need some hope.
And they're running numbers is what you're telling me, basically.
Yeah, they're running a numbers racket out of these small little bodegas.
So the one guy with a internet connection in Haiti, this is what he chooses to do with it?
Exactly.
How do they generate? Oh, so it's based off the lotto numbers here, though, right?
Yeah, they do it in a few other countries.
What's the jackpot? $50?
No, it's the same. You know,
I spend that on football games, bro.
The jackpot is like obviously for the three number. It's probably like 500, whatever they do here. They do the same thing. See, like. I mean, they're pretty colorful little lotto kiosk things.
That shit is an ice machine, so what are you talking about?
People used to bet the number in neighborhoods all over the place, and they used to be like...
yeah, it's just basically run that way instead of...
it would be the payout on, like, the... it was, like, tied in with horse racing. Like, whatever the payout on the, fifth race or something.
Yeah.
That would be the number for the day.
People would play, like, death dates or whatever and shit on the numbers.
Yeah.
On a bad time.
I never played the number.
I think my grandparents did back in the day. I never got the game though.
The government actually gives you worse odds than bookies ever did.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right on that.
Like it's 1,000-to-1 bet. They just like the way bookies ran it is they would just stop taking action on a certain number, like if it sold so much where they can't make money for the week.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, and the state lottery does that too, but the state lottery only gives you 500 on a 1,000-to-1 shot.
Holy shit! Yeah, wow.
You know why? Because to benefit education.
Word. That's what I've been told.
I mean, people forever have said the lottery is basically back-end tax on the poor.
Yeah. Well, you got a dollar and a dream. That's the motto, right?
It's true. But, that's who mostly, I mean...
Or you got to be in to win it.
I put a dollar down on the Mega Millions. $2 on the Powerball. It's not too bad. I'm not putting, like, $100 for, like, a jackpot.
I mean,
though,
all right, where you live, I'm sure this goes on. But if you ever go into a bodega that is just has, for whatever reason, become the lotto bodega of that neighborhood...
Well, no, because...
There'll be a line 20 minutes away for your number.
The crazy shit is the Spanish spots don't have them anymore. It's basically the A-Ribe spots in the hood. They're the only ones that really have the lotto machine. Spanish spots don't have them.
Well, it doesn't really make that much money, and it makes people sit and hang out in your spot and play scratch-off. So if you don't want that, like, you get rid of the lotto. The lotto, you get 6%. So you get every lotto ticket the store makes 6 cents, which is probably, and bodegas don't have much of a markup on anything, but that's probably less money than they make selling a copy of the Post.
Yeah, you're right on that.
Hey, don't bet about the Post.
I'm just saying it was an inexpensive item that I was thinking of. But yeah, in Haiti, they're just like, they're cutting out the middle, man. They just
What's like a jackpot over there? Like
$2.
A stewed chicken,
no,
some rice.
Yeah, you bet a dollar and then maybe you can eat for a couple of days. They give you just a big
they
bag.
They should
of
do
rice.
That. It's really
sandbags,
fucking bad.
Sandbags.
Out there.
That's what you get.
Maybe some fucking shots for the kids.
A photo op with Sean Penn.
Oh shit. Yeah, he's still out there, son.
Yeah, he's still very involved in
that. That's my dude,
help,
son.
Haiti.
Apparently Haitians spend $1.5 billion a year on lotto tickets.
That's it?
That's a fifth of the country's
what?
GDP.
God
oh,
damn
my
yeah.
God,
yo, that's,
really?
Yeah, that's a lot of money for them, dog.
Damn.
Fuck, yo.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeesh.
Oh, wait. They're not just using the thing. They're actually selling. People are buying the tickets here, and they're selling it to people in Haiti and just, like, sending the money over.
What? Wait,
all right. People in Haiti.
Basically,
so
they started using the New York numbers because they were using numbers in, I think, Venezuela. And was found to be corrupt.
No shit.
Why doesn't the Haitian government just set up a lotto?
They have nothing
they
to
have,
fucking run with.
They have more things to worry about, like infrastructure.
Like, if you were rich in Haiti, guess what? You ain't fucking staying in Haiti.
They can make $1 billion a year off the lottery.
They wouldn't know what to do with the money anyway.
So then fucking Wyclef will come by,
charge him for a constant and break.
I don't understand what you're saying. Like, why shouldn't the government set up the lotto to make money? Because they wouldn't know what to do with it, or because they should be focusing
There's
on
no
infrastructure?
There's no profit in it, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a massive profit in lotteries. What are you talking about? No, but why do you think every state has them? It's the only thing that states ever make money on is
lottery. Yeah, but in Haiti, they have more fucking pressing issues than that shit.
Not if it can make money. The most pressing issue is creating more revenue for the country of Haiti.
They need to start fucking shipping arms and fucking drugs ASAP.
They don't have munitions factories.
They can get guns. They can get guns though, and fucking flip.
When Cy win the lottery, I'm gonna build a bullet factory in Haiti.
You know how you can set up a state-sponsored bullet factory? You fucking run a lottery.
Didn't know you cared so much about Haiti.
That's what I'm saying.
I just care about you guys having stupid ideas.
By the way, badass Sandman t-shirt, dog.
Thank you, thank you.
This is nice.
Speaking of stupid ideas.
Listen, this was not stupid. This
was a drunken fucking stupid idea.
Drunken purchase off eBay.
How much did you pay for it?
$20.
Is at least autographed for that much?
No.
God
damn. It's just a Sandman tee. Why would I wear an autograph? See, I would have framed that.
That would have been nice.
You got to find Sandman. He'll be dead soon, I'm sure.
What the fuck?
He was a construction company in Yonkers.
No shit, really good for him. Well, that was a gimmick, right? He used to be a construction worker.
He really
was. From rags to riches.
I think his last WWE deal, he used the money to buy like construction equipment.
He probably bought his old fucking company. That's the man. That's the story right there, son.
Smart.
He could probably make money in Haiti.
Oh, definitely. Sandman go down there,
construction
push
company.
Some rubble out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just start Singapore caning people. Definitely. Oh, this is something that's pretty funny. Did you, Johnny, did you watch SmackDown?
I haven't watched it, man.
Now, Stanley, I know you hate exoskeleton stories because we've been hearing about them forever.
No, shut up.
They fucking busted out. You know how WWF does a tribute to the troops thing?
Yeah.
They busted out a veteran who couldn't walk and put him in an exoskeleton and had him walking around on stage at SmackDown.
What?
Yeah.
Like a freak show fucking attraction?
Well, I mean, I guess just to show what they're doing with the money.
The WWE.
But it was through, like, it was called the Socks for the...
Wounded War... Not Wounded Warrior.
It wasn't Wounded Warrior. It was some other thing.
But the WWE paid for exoskeleton suit?
They're involved with the charity that developed the exoskeleton.
Oh, that's not bad. All right, I thought they were just parading them around and shit, like, showing off.
I'm wondering how long before they have a wrestler in...
They had a one-legged wrestler back in the day.
Yeah, they did have a one-legged wrestler.
And he got his ass thoroughly kicked. I think Brock Lesnar threw him out. Oh.
So he needed an exoskeleton. How long before a guy in
an exoskeleton? Is that
Bray Wyatt?
Oh.
No. It's just some guy whose legs don't work.
Well, good for him.
So there you go, Stanley. Here's a working exoskeleton fucking story. You're always complaining whenever I send you exoskeleton stories.
Wait.
Why the fuck don't we have an exoskeleton?
I see him on some high walkers. I don't see
He couldn't even walk on crutches before...
That's what they're showing?
Yeah, his legs don't work at all.
But they're making him walk with regular crutches to show how bad off he is?
He's just starting to use the thing. The fact that he can actually stand and move as opposed to just being in a wheelchair.
I don't know how I feel about this, so like, I guess it's good the dude can walk, but like, they got to showcase him like that?
Well, they're getting...
there's ways to go about that
shit. It's called Soldier Socks is the charity. They're getting they're basically advertising the charity for free. I don't see how you could think that's a bad thing.
No, I'm saying the way they're presenting it, though, like on a wrestling show. Why don't you do it like on Nat Geo or something like that? It's like a corny element to it, you know what I mean?
Do you not think that more people watch wrestling than any show on Nat Geo?
I don't know. The wrestling fucking ratings have been pretty shit lately.
What's the highest rated show on Nat Geo?
I almost got away with it, I'd venture to say no. That's on there, right? Is that Discovery?
But I would get that, I mean, millions of people watch wrestling every week.
Hmm.
It's definitely a good
commercial. I don't know if it's like an appropriate place. And I like wrestling. You know that shit. But I don't know if it's like that's the place you want to fucking advertise that, though.
Who cares?
It's weird. You're not going to take it seriously is what I'm trying to say. Like,
I just took it seriously. That's why I brought it to the show. It's a working exoskeleton that's helping veterans walk.
I didn't see
it
do anything. I saw the dude really just on a stick.
I think Nat Geo puts on those like Mark Burnett Jesus shows.
Well, like
Bible
like the Bible?
Yeah, I think those things get giant.
Oh, yeah, those do get huge fucking bumps.
Well, suck a dick, figure.
That's what I'm talking about, huge bumps.
Isn't a huge bump just a line?
I guess. It's probably still less than a line, though. It's just a bump.
That's true. You got to get a multi-lock key. That's how you got to do it.
Bumps?
Key bumps are waiting.
We're almost at this dollar pizza party, baby.
We're not even halfway there yet.
Once that happens...
Why would you fucking depress us? The holiday's coming up. We need some kind of hope, son.
And once that happens, it's going to be a nonstop party all the time. Every day we're going to be throwing parties.
That doesn't sound healthy at all.
I don't care. I'm going to crash and burn.
I can't. What the fuck is wrong with you today?
I think I've already crashed, so this will just be throwing a lit match on a garbage pile. And I guess I'm the garbage pile?
No, I wouldn't say that. You're the match.
IHS radio show. We're on also, yeah, like I said before earlier, and I think we mentioned it last week, we're on newtownradio.com. 1 o'clock on Saturdays. God nice. Knows what poor crazy bastards listening to them.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'll give them big ups.
You could be at the fucking office on a weekend. Your yeah. shit boss caught you. Might as well hang with your buds.
Yeah, you like listen to Newtown Radio. You're like, oh, man, this is great.
Fucking get at Charlie G Facebook.
This is great. I'm so sick of cock talk.
Oh, shit.
This is a good name for a show, cock talk.
It is pretty funny.
And there's Tiger Scout Radio. That's on Newtown Radio.
Nice.
It's all good stuff. Did you see, John? Did you see this? This thing blew the fuck up last week on the internet. That thing. It's from Adult Swim. I forget what it's called. Too many cooks.
No, I didn't catch it.
It's hysterical.
Who's on it?
No one you know. It's a bunch of nobodies. And it's a bunch of, like, people from Central Casting. Like, they were airing it at 4 in the morning every day that Adult Swim was on. It was listed on the TV Guide as infomercial. So it wasn't even... If someone put it on at that time, they thought they were tuning into an infomercial. And it's a 12-minute Adult Swim show. I think there's only going to be one episode. It's pretty much just a short film.
Uh-huh.
It opens like a bad 80s sitcom. Like credits.
Yeah.
And then it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder.
It's just the credits.
It's just credits. You should probably put it up because the song's pretty.
Wait, so you just basically watching credits? There's no like plot to it?
Not really. And it just gets weirder and weirder. Like every minute or so, it changes to a different kind of credits. Like it's like a type of Law and Order show or a Battlestar Galactica. And then there's like the dude killing people. It's so
That's
weird.
That's pretty funny, though.
I loved it when I saw it.
That's
and
pretty funny.
The internet is a buzz over it. It's not, I think you got something else playing there.
Yeah, there's an ad on this website that I can't find.
There you go. Find it and then play the song.
All right.
Yeah, so Too Many Cooks. It's by the dude who co-created Squidbillies.
Oh, nice.
It's hysterical. I'm pretty sure everyone's...
I like the idea of it. If you see it in action, it's a little bit better.
All right, should be fine now.
All right. A scoop of kids to add the spice. A dash of love to make it nice. And you got too many cooks. 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 Too many cooks.
Oh, that's awesome. This goes on for 12 minutes.
Yeah. Yo, that's pretty fucking funny.
But it's different sitcoms, right?
Yeah, jump halfway through.
Here's a few minutes in. So now it's like, yeah, this thing.
It's like an action 80s thing?
They just do different 80s stuff over and over again. They don't really.
That's probably gonna check this shit out.
Yeah, they're spoofing different 80s TV shows.
Like Dynasty?
Intros.
It's like Dallas.
Dallas, exactly. Yeah, it's like Dallas.
But then, yeah, for a while, people are just getting murked. I don't know. I don't want to ruin too much if anybody hasn't seen it.
Yeah, no, but check
listening.
It out.
I think he's really smart on Adult Swim's part because they actually took it off YouTube with a copyright claim, but people want to see it because it got posted to all... Like huge sites.
Yeah, on
Vice,
Friday,
Gawker,
on Thursday
Gothamist.
And Friday, it really blew up. Like everyone's, and all over last weekend, it was just gigantic. Everyone just talking about this thing.
And that shit, it probably didn't cost them really much anything.
Said it took them months and months to edit it and put it together.
Yeah, it actually looks, if you watch the whole thing, it looks really difficult to make the whole.
Yeah.
But
they did an AMA on Reddit.
And then just to throw it out there like that, it's pretty smart because when was the last time anybody here like really just threw on Adult Swim randomly? Like, it doesn't, I feel like less people are.
Well, I don't go to online. I see what they have on, like, Cartoon Network Adult Swim version of that. But I like the risk they take on it regardless.
Adult Swim's gigantic, dude. It wins, what, like 18 to 35 every single night. Like, it gets giant ratings.
There's original programming after 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that. But what I'm saying is this, is I think it gets more people. The fact that this is out there gets, like, a lot of people who maybe haven't checked it out in a while to go back and watch it. You know what I'm saying?
I know, like, the Rick and Morty shit blew up for them, Child of the Noise.
Yeah, but this is like, all right, by doing this and being dicks and not telling anybody they were doing it, now all these places picked it up, and now it's not so people at the very least have to go to their website.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to watch the video.
Yeah.
And it just kind of reminds you, because, like, you know, how many people have, like, kind of jacked this style? You know what I mean? This, like, kind of, like, the Adult Swim humor of just, like, non sequitur, and they were like the
I wouldn't say too many people, because they usually, like, they got Steve Brohl on there.
If you go through, if you go through YouTube, you'll find a lot of places getting, like, doing similar stuff.
All of that.
And they were like the first ones doing it, you
know?
Well,
they're probably just trying to get on the channel, though. Like, they're probably just trying to get noticed.
Could be.
Because, like, I like the Eric Andre show. That shit's pretty funny.
But I'm saying you're getting a lot of people that are just biting off this humor style. It's like, oh, like, that wasn't created just by the internet mystically. Like, Adult Swim did it first.
And then
now people are just doing that kind of shit on the internet.
Yeah, the Adult Swim thing has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. It's taken up more and more of Cartoon Network's time. And
I don't think so. It's been 11 o'clock till 6 in the morning.
No, but they've added more days to it.
No. Adult Swim technically starts now at 8.
Days a week for
it's
years.
From like 8 to 5 a.m.
Is it?
Yeah. Because, like, King of the Hill starts at 8. That's part of the Adult Swim block.
And now just a ridiculous amount of live action stuff on there. It's like it's known now for the live action stuff over cartoons, for real.
Yeah, that Eagle Heart shit is high too. That's good money.
I feel like Children's Hospital really blew that up for them. They do get a lot of talent.
I think Tim and Eric blew that up.
Yeah, that was the
Tim
first
and Eric's
one.
Gigantic for them. Tim and Eric has a new show.
I never really got into them. Not my thing.
I didn't get into them for a while, but I like Tim and Eric. It's just so goddamn weird.
Yeah, but I think it was too weird for me. But I'll check it out again.
I mean, I always like Tom Goes to the Mayor. That's not a live action show, but
that shit is high. See, though, that's why I thought I'd get into the other one. But I like Tom Goes to the Mayor. That shit was all right.
Watch Tim and Eric's $1 billion movie.
I couldn't do that.
A lot of people said it was not as good as the show.
No, but I watched it. It wasn't bad.
You liked it?
Yeah. Those guys are just too goddamn nuts. And just, they're just crazy. It's great.
Yeah.
It's just two madmen. Sorry you're such a hater, Johnny.
I'm not really hating. I'm just...
Yeah, so Too Many Cooks. If you haven't seen it already, you definitely should watch it. The guy who made it seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, no, it was good. Definitely got a lot of publicity.
Yeah, I definitely got to check it out. It looks good.
They did it as programming, and then it definitely got a ton of publicity for Adult Swim, which I think is
pretty
cool.
You may call it programming. I call it brogramming.
See, I don't understand why you would do that.
Yeah, I didn't go for that either, dog. Like,
we're true bros. Are you a true bro or what?
I guess.
No.
Fuck it. Just say yes.
I'm just going to
say. I got to drop it.
I'm going to say no.
I can't believe the Silk Road 2.0 got shut down. Maybe maybe because they call themselves the Silk Road 2.0. Couldn't have helped.
Yeah, it's gone.
Who snitched on them? Oh, that's right. The name did.
Another guy in San Francisco got busted for it.
But apparently a bunch of other websites went down, too.
How long was this up for, though? Not as long as the original.
It went up like 2 weeks after Silk Road went down.
Ah, that's a bit ambitious.
Yeah.
You could have at least tried to change the fucking name to something else. Abbreviations or... anagrams, whatever the fuck.
I mean, this dude probably made a lot of money real quick. If I was him, I would just put it up real quick and then just bounce as soon as I made some money.
That's fucking scary. Did you see what the website said there? This hidden site has been seized.
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
It's awful.
So wait, like, what kind of shit were they moving on? Same shit as the original road?
Same shit, yeah. There's other ones that are up too, though.
But like hundreds of them got taken down.
All right, but this is what I'm saying. Like, is that
shouldn't
really,
they be looking for the kiddie porn?
That's like, that. And plus, like, how is that really a fucking win for the FBI? They didn't really confiscate anything. They just seized the site. They'll be able to move that shit nohow.
They seized over $1 million in Bitcoin.
They got mad Bitcoin,
Joe. Oh, damn.
That's how many Bitcoins do we have in the show's treasury?
Illustrious history.
Zero. Zero. We have zero Bitcoins.
You should have gotten on that pony when it started fucking purring.
Yeah.
Could have gotten it at $4.
Oh. You could still buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah, dick.
Only from in Haiti.
Somebody won $320 million in the Mega Millions this weekend.
Yeah, no, I know. Fuck that person. Nah, if they're listening, God bless.
Yeah, they should. Well, if they're a listener and they haven't donated to the Patreon account,
that makes them a dick. Yeah, maybe they just lawyering up and shit. That's what you got to do if you want it. Like, you got to lawyer up.
Why do you have to lawyer up?
Because you know, contractual shit. Because
it doesn't make any. You're not saying anything.
But like in New York, like they usually, if you win, you can't stay hidden. You have to fucking identify
yourself.
Yeah,
you have to say who you are.
But what you could do, like I've heard a trick, is that you can go through a law firm. It's expensive as fuck.
You don't go through a law firm. You set up your own company, and then the company claims the ticket.
You can do that.
But you're still on the board of trustees of the company.
Yeah, so
people, it's harder to find you, but people can find you. Because your information has to be made public as to where you published your LLC. And then that can be found in an old publication. That's
but you couldn't go through like a law firm, like pay them a percentage to take it as they.
Why would you do that?
Just so nobody knows who the fuck you are.
But they wouldn't have no obligation to pay
you.
Like, why?
You could probably, I guess. I figured you'd do like a little contract shit, just try to stay hidden. I don't agree with that. Like, if
you
want to
win the lottery, Johnny, don't worry. If you want to stay anonymous, I'll claim that lot of money for you.
I trust you.
No, yeah. Let me claim it.
Yeah, let Stanley claim it, because I'll get like half of it just telling him blow anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what he's talking about.
That's not even right.
Let me claim it, okay?
If I won the lotto, you guys would be taken care of.
That's nice. Thank
ASAP.
You.
ASAP. First people taken care of off my list.
Thank you.
Start playing that lottery. I'll tip my hat to you for that.
Yo, what the fuck? Yo, you getting into like memes and shit or something? Like what?
What is this? You just put up a weird gif.
Somebody's selling a self-tipping fedora. For anybody who's on our subreddit, they'll enjoy the fact that we're talking about a self-tipping fedora.
You're an asshole because this stupidity makes me laugh to no end.
Why does the internet hate people with fedoras so much?
I think they just associate it with douchebags.
I don't think it's like hate on that, though. That's pretty fucking funny.
No, it's hatred. People hate fedoras.
Really?
Yeah.
What you gonna call it, bought it back? Fucking Heisenberg.
Yeah, I mean, if you sell meth.
That was the fedora, was it?
Was it like a bowler?
No, it's like a pork pie hat.
Yeah.
Pork pie, all right. I don't really see the difference there.
But you know why people hate fedoras. Come on, it's just a douchey look. On top of it just being a douchey look, douchebags were wearing it before people tried to start wearing it.
The fedora's been around since like the 90s.
It's the kind of thing to like try to stand out. Like whatever, somebody, I sent you this article. Somebody tried to do the math on like hipsters, like how long it takes before
you actually become a hipster?
No, dressing as an unconform, like dressing a certain way to identify yourself as a nonconformist. Now, eventually,
to a point, yeah, I guess.
So that's what happened. Fedora was just fedoras and like bushy beards were the first things really associated with hipsters.
Trying to think the last cool dude that had, I think Uncle Buck was the last cool dude that had a fucking fedora. Yeah, he had a fedora. Uncle Buck had a fedora. He had that shitty Dodge. It used to
I know what you're talking about.
That's about it. I can't really recall. Oh, the Blues Brothers, I guess.
Those aren't fedoras.
Those
are
fedoras.
Those are trilbies. But that's what most people say when they're saying fedora anyway, because that's what they sell in
the is that all right? Yeah, fedora.
Internet loves tearing that shit up. And, did you see on 4chan that some guy killed, like, his girlfriend and posted the pictures to 4chan?
I've heard of it.
He tipped his fedora after that also.
Oh, God. The fuck is wrong with you?
He definitely tipped his fedora.
The guy was supposed to suicide by cop and then didn't.
That's some pussy shit right there, B.
He's a fag.
Oh, yeah. Straight bitch move.
Picture didn't happen.
But he posted the pics, though, it happened.
Yeah. Damn, so you could have just leave a note that night?
I also saw some other dude said he found like a bunch of coke on he found a bunch of coke and then started like snorting it. He like went to 4chan. God knows if this is real or not. I'm sure it isn't.
He did blow on 4chan?
He was just like, I found like these big rocks. I don't know what I should do with them. And then everyone's like, snort it, stupid. It's drugs.
Oh my God.
And then the guy just ended up just doing mad cocaine. It was quite funny.
That's
even if
awesome.
It's not real. I still enjoyed a good laugh. I was like, these 4chan kids are nuts.
But wait, all right, that guy who killed, you know that story better than me. I didn't even actually read about it. But so that guy who, he killed his girl, but then like her family knew who it was. They killed her even before they went to 4chan, right?
Probably.
I think so, yeah. But the guy's an asshole and just posted shit to 4chan.
The sad shit is like 9 times out of 10 in those cases, like the chick already has like a restraining order or whatever. It's just a piece of paper at this point.
I think it was his girlfriend. I think they were
together. No, but I'm saying, like, the restraining order is just a piece of paper. They're going to, like, keep a motherfucker away. Nobody, like, unless you're, like, a bitch, dude, that shit don't really keep you away. If you need a restraining order, you're pretty much a psycho motherfucker, so. I don't know.
That's not true. They give anybody a restraining order. Like, if me and you got into a fist fight in the street, right?
Yeah.
We would both have restraining orders against each other when we got out of jail tomorrow.
All right, so a guy, he...
They automatically issue a restraining order against people involved in assault cases.
I thought you had it like, oh, you ain't snitching?
The Washington State man who charged with strangling his girlfriend and posting photos of her body online wrote a note saying he did it for no reason other than I was drunk and she pissed me off.
Damn. That's fucking sad.
So was it? He never even said if it was an accident and then he just posted the pictures. I mean... He wanted to sound tough. That sounded like something.
That doesn't even sound tough. Like,
yeah, it sounds tough for 4chan.
I killed Amber Copeland. I strangled her with my hands with a shoelace. I had no reason other than I was drunk and she pissed me off.
A fucking shoelace, son.
Running from the cops was so much fun.
Oh, God.
He's getting hit with first degree murder.
Why didn't the cops just take him out at that point?
He's on $2 million bail.
He said he wanted to die suicide by a cop, but he was too much of a pussy not to surrender.
Yeah, it sounds
surrender.
Like it, fucking shoelace asshole.
Why didn't he just reach behind his hand and then make a gun pointy thing? They would have shot the shit out of him.
Put some blackface on, maybe. I don't know. Fucking asshole.
He's going to have fun in prison.
Probably.
They probably put him in, like, suicide watch and shit. Sounds soft. Maybe. Sounds soft as a motherfucker.
They'll probably have as much fun as that kid. Remember that kid who killed, like, did a school shooting and then... Like, had, like, a shirt on that says, like, I killed your son.
Oh, yeah, in court.
And they,
yeah, those guys never
And then he escaped.
Yeah, but those guys very rarely end up in gen pop, though. Because, people know who the fuck they are.
Well, he was a minor.
Oh, that, too. There you go. But it's very rare you put, like, a high-profile, like, murderer like that in gen pop. Usually put him, like, in protective
custody.
Was it
Dahmer in general population?
I think he was in the end when they got his ass. I don't think, I'm pretty sure, yeah. He got killed in the shower, right?
Didn't he become like a super flamboyant gay person, like in prison?
I don't even remember that story.
I think he just became a super flamboyant gay dude.
Wasn't he already like? Oh no, he was killing women, right?
No, who was killing dudes? He was gay.
Which one was the one that was killing women? Was that was Bundy, right?
Yeah, Bundy was killing chicks.
Bundy was a funny guy, man.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It was like he used to do the shit with
Al
like,
Bundy,
oh,
right?
No, yeah. That
I always like when he'd be like, he would tell his wife that he couldn't have sex with her, and then he would like murder other women. Put him in the fridge.
No, but he'd be like, yo, hey, my arm's broken. Can you help me? Like, it was a piece of shit.
It's like some Buffalo Bills.
Yeah,
stuff
it was like
right
cartoony ish violentness. Yeah. I do apologize for anybody that lost family to that, but
I'm sure a lot of the Bundy victims are listening to this show.
I like to think everybody listens.
I don't know.
The Dahmer victims' families listen to Cock Talk.
Weird. Hopefully they get put on our show then.
Yeah.
We're now part of the Newtown Radio family.
That's true.
That's pretty dope.
Just a whole lot of family.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
What do you think you're gonna do this weekend, Bronx Johnny? Who are the Bears playing?
I don't even fucking care anymore. Don't ask me. Just don't ask me.
What are you going to do this weekend? You get all messed up?
I just get fucked up, man.
Oh, my God.
What else is there to do? What, you want to go read a book or some shit?
We could go read books.
Want to go cross state lines, your mole?
Whoa, you hear what this guy's saying? You're coming off real anti-gay, and that's not good.
Not at all. Happy birthday, Charlie G. Happy birthday, buddy.
You guys seem pretty tight with this Charlie G character.
Yeah.
No, I never met him. He just sent me an email. Because I run all the show's social media. I don't know how he got Johnny's number. I heard Johnny's calling him gay. I mean, this is classic.
I'm not calling him
this
gay.
This is classic Jeffrey Dahmer behavior.
Not at all.
You're very repressed, John.
Nah, not at all.
I'm just saying, you just seem a little repressed. You should maybe relax, you know? If you're gay, it's fine.
I wish.
What?
I said Troy McClure line. I wish.
Oh, man.
Are you fucking kidding me with that?
What?
The Airbnb thing?
Oh, that's on this list?
Yeah.
Airbnb for dogs gets $25 million in funding?
What the fuck,
Why
man?
We
couldn't come
this?
Up that with that time?
Well, we don't have $25 million. I mean, that's a big part of it. You definitely need $25.
They got funded, though, right? Like, they just came up with it and it
well,
garnered that much?
Well, they just came up with it. I think they've probably been beta testing it in certain cities.
So wait a minute. So this works as you leave
it's
your pet with somebody?
Dog Vacay is the name of it. It got $25 million in VC funding. They've raised a total of $47 million.
And how does it work? When you bring your dog on vacation?
Instead of leaving it at a kennel, you leave it with those people.
It lets users sign up as a host or dog owner so that owners who go out of town can find someone reliable and affordable to look at. Like, it just helps you find dog sitters, essentially.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds so fucking
How
simple.
How long before the bubble busts, you think, on this ridiculous startup app garbage?
I don't think you're
not in
see,
these situations, though.
I don't think you're
going to
see a bubble burst. I mean, really. I mean, you might see people, you might see a slowdown in people being running out of ideas, but
nah,
these
I don't
things
know, like,
are going to continue to work. Because here's the thing. I just saw something on the train on the way here. There's a new thing just for buying furniture online, but they'll pick it up and deliver it to you because people are shaded out by things like Craigslist. So that's what these things, that's what basically you could find a dog sitter on Craigslist. Like, but here's something with ratings and this and that.
Yeah. They're it like, seems a bit more safer.
Yeah. That's
you might
what,
not come home and your fucking dog's asshole is propolapsed.
But
whatever.
That's what I'm saying is these are all niche, safe websites. So instead of being like an open market like Craigslist, you can find stuff on here. Like you're doing one thing and it kind of makes sense. Like if you're the best at doing one thing, you'll always make some money.
Yeah, no, that's true.
If there's a market for it, who knows? Dog vacay could fall flat on its fucking face.
But
I don't really
know. How much has it made though?
Nothing.
It's nothing. Just, it's
$47 million have been invested into it.
Wow.
Well, no, that's not true.
One day might make money.
No, that's not true. You can't get that much funding before you have a product. They have 20,000 dog watchers listed. And, They said that they have over a million nights booked in the last year and a half.
Shit.
So I mean they're beta. That's what these things do. Before we find out that they've got money, they prove the concept. They like guys have to go out and like you sell it. You fucking post to Reddit. You pay for ads.
The weird shit though with like the dog, right? Like you leave it with a person. You paying them to take care of it and feed it, right? Or do you have to provide the food in advance?
No, I'm sure that they feed it. But
you're paying for everything, though, basically, right?
I mean, I'm sure you can work out different deals with different people, John. It's a network. You know what I mean? Like, when you stay in Airbnb,
Social network.
Exactly. Okay. You either crash on a couch or you crash in a room. It probably costs more to crash in a room than crash on a couch on Airbnb.
Mm.
So if you want somebody who already has food or if you have a specific food, I'm sure you can work something out with somebody. It's not a robot. It's a person that you're talking to.
Lord.
I hate robots, don't you guys?
Yeah, I'm tired of them.
Oh, those were goobacks.
Well, robots will eventually take our jobs. Come on.
South Park's still fucking killing it, man.
South Park's amazing.
That shit doesn't age. Like, you can watch fucking old episodes. Like, the graphics ain't that great on them, but the fucking topics are still kind of fresh.
This past last week, sir, two episodes ago. With the Canadian Devil, it was just so goddamn funny.
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
Hey, I have a free bump of Coke. Shit.
I always wonder how popular South Park is in Canada.
It's gotta be mad popular.
Have fucking following. Hell yeah, son.
You think? I don't know.
Why wouldn't it be? It's not like they never like over pussify them or anything. They make them look more badass than they probably are. You actually Googled that?
Yeah.
With their beady eyes and flappy heads.
They got half a face, half a mouth, half a head.
Love when they go to Canada and South Park.
It's always funny. I'm just saying. I wonder if...
I got to be out over there.
That's true. Let me see if I can find it. It's got to be somewhere on the Wikipedia page, right?
Sure.
I'm sure somebody in Canada... People get pissed off about everything. Fucking Italians who act like dumb idiots got mad at The Sopranos.
Yeah, but fucking American Italians and shit. People around
you're saying,
the world.
Yeah, just in Canada, people don't get fucking salty about nothing?
Maybe not as salty as we do here. Like, we got like mad bit up motherfuckers in this country, man. You can't really do shit without offending somebody nowadays.
I don't know. Maybe. But, yeah, in this country, I'm saying somebody got to be mad in Canada about this shit.
I think maybe like New York Canadians or some shit might make a bigger stink than actual Canadians. Canadians like fucking make Benoit jokes and shit. They pretty chill.
Everybody makes Benoit jokes.
That is true.
I don't. It's still too terrible to joke about. The man murder-suicided his family.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, yeah, he snapped his kid's neck, right?
Yes.
Damn. Forgot about that little tidbit.
Remember that remember that horrible story that happened around Christmas maybe 4 or 5 years ago now? That lady that her entire house burnt down and the kids and her parents died?
No.
Like in Connecticut or something, or maybe Long
Island.
There's
been so much horrible shit happening every fucking Christmas. I forgot about that.
You know what? The boyfriend went outside to like throw out the embers from the fireplace, and they like got blew back on in the house, and the whole house lit up.
Oh, fuck, like some Final Destination type shit?
Sure, I guess you could.
That's some hard body shit right there.
No, it's another terrible story. I just write an update on. I'll just talk about awful things to end the show today.
Go ahead.
I remember the, I think it was another Connecticut father who's those two, like, crazy hardened ex-con criminals, like, kidnapped the wife and then killed the daughters and the wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he survived magically.
After they beat him and he just crawled out of the...
That story was kind of shady. You remember that back in the day, like, these two Russian dudes, like, beat the shit out of this guy's family and then they murdered him in the house?
Raped the daughters and the wife.
Yeah. Jesus, no.
And they burned them in the beds.
So what happened? Those guys got off?
No, they're doing time. I think one of them got the chair. No?
They're at least doing life.
Yeah. So, what happened?
No, oh, yeah, there was an update. Like, yeah, I think he has another kid now.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for him.
And he's constantly in fear of his family dying.
Why the fuck would you have another kid then? That's kind of selfish just to have one. You ain't going to let him go out. You're going to fucking keep him shutted in. Hoping no Russians find you, a dumbass.
What a horrible story, huh?
I guess.
You guess?
He got another kid. What do you want from me? How is that horrible?
His entire family got murked out.
He don't.
And he got beaten.
Okay.
Almost to death.
He fucking got a new kid and I'm pretty sure a new broad. Can't be that bad. What? There's some people that can't have kids, dude. I'm thinking about those people. Don't give me your fucking sob story.
I feel bad for you and me.
Whatever, man. Obama's calling the internet a utility, or he's trying to.
Yeah, that's not going to fucking pan out too well.
What do you mean?
You think that's going to pass, that fucking net neutrality shit he's trying to pull?
I think he might.
I don't know, man. People fight that shit hard.
All right, we'll see.
Hard body.
You think King Obama's going to get it done?
I hope so.
That's what they call him on Fox News.
I think net neutrality is important, so I hope so. Mm.
Shout out to the Republicans. They kick some ass.
Hey, follow us on at HS Radio Show on Twitter or High Society Radio on Instagram. That's High Society Radio on the Instagram.
Word up. Shout out to Charles G, fucking birthday boy.
Whoever that is. And then, why don't you go to patreon.com/High Society Radio and donate. We'll start recording more shows and getting weirder and weirder.
I mean, this was a pretty weird show.
And weirder.
Think we might end up with Adult Swim? It'd be nice.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
I heard they don't pay very well.
I don't care. I think Adult Swim's
bit of money
pretty goddamn cool. And it pays off for it in itself.
Bitches know who you are for Adult Swim. So.
See, Johnny knows. Bitches know who you are when you're on Adult Swim, right?
Yeah. Rick Andre gets tons of pussy.
Yeah, 12-ounce mounts gets his dick wet constantly.
He's not real.
Frylock's pimping these hoes.
In the show, he is. I don't know if, like, the dude that does the voice, he's probably getting some strange off of that, though.
Well, T-Pain played Frylock in the live-action episode. So, you know.
Oh, right. I forgot they even did that shit. Nice.
So weird. So weird. All right, we're done. Getting out of here. I'm Chris Pepperhicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye. Say goodbye.